Everyone, it's Andres off the record. I got some things I gotta talk about. It's quarantine vent again, because yesterday, I'm recording this on Wednesday, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors was talking about, with the Health Department of LA, about extending the lockdown measures all the way until August 1st, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's about 3 months worth, and they don't have any science to back that up. In fact, science has not been on their side at all since this whole thing began. If anything, what was meant to flatten the curve has been flattened. We have hospitals that are closing. We have healthcare professionals that are being furloughed or laid off altogether. So what was the whole thing about flattening the curve was to not overwhelm the medical system. It was never about defeating the virus and making sure nobody dies. If you're expecting a miracle vaccine, it's not coming anytime soon. And if you're expecting no one to be dying from the virus, and that's the only time you can go back to work, that's not happening anytime soon. This is supposed to be a part of the new normal, our new life. USPS, that's where I'm coming to stop by. By the way, that's the one. Hold on. Gotta take my cap off for this. You gotta look for the proper post office. Is that this local one that I have, they had actually removed these drop-off bins, but they brought them back just in time for the COVID. So I'm like, good, bring them back. Yeah, I just literally had to come to drop that stuff off because I don't want to go into the post office. Just because I never wanted to go into the post office before, and more of a reason not to go in now. Look, I'm a strong proponent of reopening the economy. That's not a secret. I'm also one of those that tells you that we need to do it with precautions and do it in waves, because there's still much about this virus that we do not know. What I don't like is anybody vilifying anyone that says we should reopen the economy. This whole thing about, Trump said to take disinfectant, he never said that. Oh, man. And some people still talk about it as if he did. Like, dude, if CNN is your only digest for news, I'm sorry. Live in your fear shelter, okay? Live in there for the rest of your life. Because the ones talking to you are the biggest, fattest hypocrites. When you have Chris Cuomo, who did get infected by COVID-19, and every single day he's telling you that you gotta stay home, stay in place, you shouldn't be going out, and this big, fat hypocrite, infected with COVID-19, was going outside of his house without masks, without gloves, out and about, gets called out by a motorcyclist or a cyclist. And then what is Chris Cuomo's response? Goes on a podcast railing against the fat SOB. Like, are you kidding me? You stupid Fredo. Seriously, he hates that term, so keep calling him Fredo. This guy is representative of everything that's wrong with the news media, especially CNN, and what they're telling you. They don't care about your health. Everyone that's on the media telling you, stay home, you know, save lives. There is no proof that anyone's lives have been saved because they've been home. Let me repeat that. There is no proof that anyone's lives have been saved because they have stayed home. The entire intent of the lockdown was because there was so much that wasn't known about this virus, was to not overwhelm the healthcare system. They did not want everybody getting infected all at once, having to rush out to the hospital, and people not being able, the professionals not being able to attend to everybody. If there's only 100 ICU beds and 1,000 people are coming in because they all need to be in the ICU, yeah, you're going to have people who are going to die. If they're not treated, nobody knew how to get them treated. So now that we have hospitals closing because no one is coming in for anything because they're afraid of getting the corona, we have healthcare workers being furloughed or fired altogether because there's just nobody coming in, not even for the routine checkups. I thought we were being overwhelmed. Look, New York is not the whole country. That's why one size doesn't fit all. Rand Paul was right to confront Dr. Fauci about that at the Senate hearing yesterday. But now we have LA after the meeting with the Board of County Supervisors and the Health Department saying that we got to extend the lockdown all the way to August 1st. With what evidence, what data are you making that judgment call? When at least half of Angelenos And I know that's more now. More than half of Angelenos are unemployed because 2 or 3 weeks ago it was announced that half of Los Angeles was unemployed, and now it's even worse. And people are getting desperate to get out. There's increased cases of child abuse. There's increased cases of alcohol abuse. There's increased cases of drugs, recreational, legal, and illegal drugs. All of it. How is that being better? And if one of the underlying conditions for those that are not under 65, not over 65, if one of the conditions to make you vulnerable to this virus is to be obese or have a bad immune system, staying locked in, shoveling food into your mouth, getting yourself fat is not gonna make you better. It's gonna make it even worse for you when you go up and be part of the second wave. People need the vitamin D, and it's proven now that we know that heat, including UV exposure, it's what helps kill the virus. It does not live that long in that kind of air. So let's say someone sneezes. It's like a 3-minute thing or whatever it is, because that's what they supposedly measured. In 3 minutes, the virus is dead. So you can't be harmed by it when it's exposed to high temperatures and UV. That's what the doctor said before Trump went up and the media ran with the clip of like, oh, so you wanna inject disinfectant into people. Trump never said to disinfect with that. The media just edited to their liking, and because everybody thinks that Trump's an idiot, they're like, oh yeah, look what Trump said. If anyone is stumbling over the word and something stupid, that's Biden. Why do you think they haven't sheltered? Did you know there's an election happening this year? A presidential election happening this year? The media is doing their best to protect Biden. And now with this whole Obamagate, and nobody's talking about that because everybody says, oh yeah, Obama was a great president. 8 years of pure travesty, corruption, and criminality coming out of that lying snake's mouth and his administration every single year. But because he was the first black president, the media didn't want to muddle the presidency of the first black man. But orange man bad, so hate everything you want. You can be racist against an orange man. You can't have Trump say, go ask China. Oh, that's so racist. Why? You're wearing a mask. How do you know you were Asian? You were sitting in the back. See, we have journalists that have not done any journalism in God knows how long, and now they're being activists at these press conferences because it services them and makes them look better. Look, see how bad Trump is? Say, this whole lockdown, reopening the economy has become so politicized that it's stupid. These left-wing blue states don't care about you. You have LA entertaining the idea of being locked down for another 3 months with no evidence to support that. You have more than half of Angelenos unemployed. There are zero rental reliefs for anybody living in there. Therefore, LA is encouraging the residents not to pay the rent. Meanwhile, LA is still paying pensions, is not taking any tax, not taking any pay cuts. Some of these officials have been confronted by reporters and asked, won't you take a pay cut because Angelenos are hurting? It's like, how dare you ask me something like that? I'm servicing the public. I will still get my money. It's like, well, lucky for you and good for you. What about the other individual? You're busy going about your daily life. You have mayors in Detroit or Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. They're going about their daily life. Nothing's changed for them. They're breaking the corona, the lockdown measures daily. Doesn't matter. They can get their hair cut. They can go to the gym. They go for the walk in the park when you couldn't. They can do that, but you can't because they're essential and they care about their hygiene. What, you don't? You don't shower? Stupid. And now we're at the state level. No, we can't reopen the economy here in California because, it's going to be bad. So stay unemployed and you'll be getting support. Well, where is the unemployment support? The EDD and all that stuff. Where is the unemployment support when we have the most populous state in the nation? Well, you mean there's no more money? California was on the verge of bankruptcy before this crisis happened. And now we have this crisis. And there's no money for unemployment. Oh, how surprising. Not. That's why California is asking for a $1 trillion bailout from the federal government. And the federal government just issued a $2 billion stimulus a month ago. And now the Congress is entertaining a $3 trillion stimulus that doesn't even stimulate anything. Or, for that matter, help those that are affected. It's just a socialist wish list of things. Folks, get it through your minds now. These people that are in power in blue states can say all the colorful right things they want because they've been well-versed in the politically correct. I'm not telling you to like Trump's character or even the way he talks. Judging by his actions, some people are more caught up on what's being said. Look, Obama was sly. The guy knew how to talk. That's how he was able to lie himself out of everything. And now that he's being exposed, the media is protecting him. Because that's what they always did. You have to understand that what's going on right now is a national travesty. That people are suffering. And you can only keep people in prison in their own homes for so long. And when the science doesn't support that the lockdown measures worked and are not working, it's no sense to extend them. That's the problem. Conservatives are always told that, oh, you guys are climate deniers, therefore you're anti-science. I'm going based off the data, not activist meteorologists that want to push a green agenda. The EPA, especially here in California, California has bent the knee to these guys for the longest time. And now that we're under this crisis, we had to undo a lot of that EPA nonsense, like eliminating the plastic bags, reintroducing the plastic straws, getting plastic to bring out the masks again, and the gloves, I mean. You know, it's like, I thought that we didn't want any of this. Oh man, I'm getting home and I forgot I'm supposed to go somewhere else. Let me turn around. I got a little caught up in my quarantine vent. So now I gotta go. Gotta go. Here we go again. Alrighty. So I go around a truck. Where was I? Ah, yes. Left-wing politics. They can speak what they like. They can say what they want. Folks, they don't give a damn about you. They never did. They want to keep you under their thumb in the name of equality, in the name of fairness, in the name of sticking it to those that have more. You can have Nancy Pelosi opening her super expensive $20,000-$40,000 fridges to show off all the ice cream she's enjoying. Meanwhile, we have residents of California lining up block after block, mile after mile, at food banks. This is the same witch that was walking down Chinatown in January or February saying, there's nothing to be scared of. Don't be scared of the virus. Don't be anti-Chinese. Don't be racist. Don't be xenophobic just because Trump is. Come on over to Chinatown. Huh? And then the Democrats said, we got to listen to the WHO. We got to follow their instructions. The very ones that said back in January, there was no proof of human-to-human transmission of the virus. Why? Because China said so. Oh, yeah, we could take them at their word. Because China said so. Then they say, we got to trust the science. It'll bear out. Okay, the science says the lockdowns didn't work. No. It's because you don't understand. You're racist. The data's racist. Everything is racist. Everything's an ist. I really am upset about this whole thing because it's just too much. I've been trying to keep the political monster in check, but it's reawakening, and that's why I do this quarantine vents, or I'm literally going to lose my mind, especially when I have friends sharing misinformation or uninformation, as I've come to call it, on social media. It's like social media isn't news, folks. A 5 to 10 second soundbite out of a 4-hour press conference is not the context of a press conference. Oh, it's just so sickening that people are led astray by the media. It's like people are acting like sheep. You're not sheep, folks. Use your brains, think. I know a lot of people that are anti-vaccine, but they're listening to every single little bit of word regarding COVID-19. Okay, so when are you gonna step out of the house? Until it's safe. Well, if the government says it can only be safe once they have a vaccine and you can only go out there when you take the vaccine, are you gonna do it then? Because according to you, vaccines kill people instead of helping them. So I don't understand the logic or the lack thereof here. Seriously, come on, folks. Everything's just so much contradiction. Seriously, a lot of contradiction. I didn't want to make this thing too long, but obviously I had a rant, or vent for that matter. I'm not ranting yet. When I go on a rant, I just, it's like Tourette's syndrome. I just, blah, 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 blah. Without the explicitives. Even though that's what Tourette's syndrome means. Seriously though, if LA does this, it's been my concern this whole time. If LA does this, not only will it destroy the economy, Angelenos are not going to take it. They've proven it already with the whole beach fiasco 2 weeks ago. You cannot keep them in prison in their own homes for that much longer. Especially when the science doesn't bear out. See, that's what's frustrating. You say, you still have to science, you conservatives. My goodness. Excuse me, we're the ones that argue science all the time. That's what we argue in defense of the life of the unborn. Because science shows us that it's a living being. No, it's not a living being. Okay, but you'll fight for eggs of an eagle. Why? Because it's a living thing. Yeah, but a human embryo isn't. A fetus isn't. No, because that's part of a woman's body. Well, the egg isn't a freaking part of the eagle anymore. So why can't we eat it? If we want to. No, make an omelet out of it. I'm not saying we should. I'm just throwing their logic back on their faces because there is no logic. We have to release prisoners because they're too cooped up inside the prisons. But we got to arrest small business owners for breaking the lockdown measures. What? Because they want to feed their family? That's not a nonviolent crime. They're putting other people at risk. How? When we got to eventually open up anyway, and they're doing so under the social distancing guidelines and best practices that you can do during this kind of crisis. See, Ultimate Testing Center right here. This used to be the Carl's Jr. building. They're gone. They left California because of overregulation. Can you believe that? Carl's Jr. Also known as Harvey's outside the state. What else was I going to touch on? The contradiction. That these officials keep getting paid while you can't. You're still waiting for your stimulus check. You're still waiting for some unemployment assistance from the state. The local municipalities are not doing anything for your interest, and all they want you to do is blame Trump. What about you guys, local? We pay local taxes. We pay state taxes. Where's our assistance? Oh, you don't have money. So what's your solution? Tax all of us. Oh, sure. Yeah. Because tax the millionaires? Because they have the money. They can leave whenever the hell they want. And once they're gone, where are you going to get the money from? You got to tax all the rest of us, right? And you're still collecting taxes during this lockdown? How is anyone supposed to pay if they can't go work? These people are so stupid. There's a congressional seat, the 25th district, and I think there's a Senate seat, a state Senate seat. Both? This is a special election that was yesterday, because those of you that are asleep about politics don't know what's going on. These two, overwhelmingly Democrat, they vote a Republican. The Democrats are being exposed for what they've done. The liberals are being exposed here in this state for how they ran the state to the ground. Expect more Republicans being voted in. Not necessarily because there's Republicans and conservatives out there in mass here in California. No. But because the people are getting fed up. And I called it back in March when it was during the primary. I said, I saw something here that I thought would not happen. I saw conservatives win out. Even though conservatives weren't enough to vote on these against these things. But conservative thoughts is what won over in March when these proposals for mass increases in spending were shut down. Like, wow, there's hope in California. And now we're starting to see it bear out with this crisis. Democrats and liberals want to control. During this crisis, more of you. And we can't let them. Anyway, I got to where I'm going. I'm going to be done with this recording because I can't record anymore. All right, that's it for this one. I'll see you in the next one.